Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second, the left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting third, the right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth, the DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Luis Salazar. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tim Lawlor. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second, the left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third, the first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Mark Brauchardt. Batting fifth, the DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Paul Householder. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Brian Giles. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Brauchardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brauchardt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Brauchardt reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brauchardt moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Law. Householder reaches second base with a double. Brauchardt scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gantner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gantner. Kittle moves to second. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Kittle moves to third. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler fires to first and has Molitor trapped. There's the throw to Gillen, who tags Molitor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Gillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards third. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brouhard strikes out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. Hill drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Simmons out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yount. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Householder takes first base on ball 4. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lawler. Householder moves to second. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Householder scores. There goes Giles trying to get to second. Law throws the ball into Salazar, who relays the ball to Cruz, who tags Giles for the out. It's 4-0, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a pop-up towards short. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar juggles the ball. That's an error on Salazar. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Yount moves to third. Dan Spillner now pitching. Doug Lohman pinch hits for Mark Brouhard. Doug Lohman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lohman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons is walked intentionally. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Householder takes first base on ball 4. Yount scores. Cooper moves to third. Simmons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Brewers. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-2 in the game. Schroeder hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Loman now playing right field. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Giles moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz misplays the ball. That's an error on Cruz. Giles scores. Molitor moves to third. It's 7-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is 0-for-1 in the game. Loman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Yount moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. Loman moves to second. Two outs. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Householder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-2 in the game. Salazar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Boston moves to second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Jones now pitching. Tim Hewlett now playing third base. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Householder. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 3 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Giles misplays the ball. That's an error on Giles. Guillen scores. It's 8-1, Brewers. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Augusto now pitching. Joe DeSau now playing left field. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 3 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lohman. Boston reaches second base with a double. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Mark Hill. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 3 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.